The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
There once was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, up down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon.
Sticking with the sea, there have been many great moments inspired by wind and waves. Ellen Leonard has been looking at some small businesses that have taken their steer from the sea.
She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow.
The beach is my office, half of my office. If I'm having a day where I don't feel very much like working, I can just go to the beach and I'm still working.
You spend 9 months in fluid in your mother's womb, listening to the heartbeat. There's definitely something there that mirrors the sounds of the sea, you know, the flow, the ebb and that.
I've always been really grateful to the calming effects of the sea. You know, you never regret coming out, even if it's a cold day, once you have a jacket on.
It's actually so crunchy, isn't it?
We're here at Dollymount Strand, which is one of my favourite places. It's a place I love to come for walks, to really clear the head. I've always had a great love for the sea, and I've recently started my own business, which is based around sea moss, which grows in the Atlantic Ocean.
Lucia McCabe of Sea Moss Sublime. She embarked on her business in very difficult circumstances.
In July, my baby died. He died a few hours after being born. And so that left me on maternity leave, and I didn't have a baby to look after. And I could feel, you know, my mental health starting to decline after the recent events. So I wrote out myself a list of goals, and one of them was to clear my skin. I actually took to TikTok to do a bit of research, and sea moss gel seemed to be appearing everywhere.
TikTok made me buy it, guys. Irish moss, also known as sea moss. It's all over TikTok, and I had to try it for myself.
My house did turn into, you could say, a lab of some sort. I now have 4 people working for me full time and 3 drivers.
I have my stretch canvas on the easel. I have it primed with a bluey mauve kind of a colour, and I am just finishing off drawing this seascape. Use cerulean and ultramarine in the sky, some white. That could all change then later on, but just getting a base layer on everything.
Artist Chris McMorrow from County Kildare.
Well, we're here at Malahide Beach. You can hear the sea in the background there. I just love painting the sea, the seaside, beaches. I guess it just, I've always been drawn to the sea, and I just naturally turn to that, like the whole east coast of Dublin, like from Howth down to Bray, Greystones. There's so many subjects there, like, that you can paint. There's something maybe nostalgic and romantic about it. And I usually use very bright colours too. All the days seem to be sunny with blue skies, and we have picnics on the beach, and we always look, when we look back, we always think of fond memories. When you're just alone with a canvas or paper, whatever, it's watercolour or acrylics or oils, you just become engrossed in it, and it's nearly like a form of meditation. I've been through, you know, COVID and recession and stuff like that, and somehow I've come through it. I just find, like, it's, you build your own resilience, and if things go, they're not going great, you find a way around it, so you're left to your own devices. The bluebells are in bloom, or, you know, it's snowing, and I can go off, get photographs or sketch. There were a couple of hairy times when things weren't so great, but, you know, overall it's been fantastic, especially because I'm doing something that's creative. I'm proud of what I do, and it goes from strength to strength, I think.
I live in Donegal, so I am surrounded by some of the most beautiful beaches in Ireland.
Lorraine McHugh of Trashy Treasures creates jewellery using beach waste and ocean plastic, along with natural finds such as seaweed, shells and sea glass.
When I'm walking along, I just see things and pick up what I see, and I played about with it. I'm self-taught. I had no jewellery training. It was just for gifts for people, and then I set up an Instagram page. It just kind of went from there, and it is actually my full-time job now, and I am so fortunate. We weren't designed to be in concrete jungles, you know. Nature is very healing. It is very good for the mind, the soul. Nobody has ever come back from a beach walk or a walk outside and said, I feel bad. You know, I feel worse. So yeah, I think it's really important just for our bodies and us as human nature to immerse ourselves in that.
Ellen Leonard reporting there.